I'm Walter Ratliff with the Religion Minute. Good Friday marked Jesus' crucifixion for millions of Christians among Western churches as they looked toward Sunday's culmination of the Easter season. Processions and services were held around the world, including the Philippines, where devout Catholics marked Good Friday with a gory reenactment of the crucifixion. Thousands watched as seven men and one woman were physically nailed to wooden crosses. 62-year-old Ruben Inahe, who was nailed to a wooden cross for the 34th time in the annual ritual, said he dedicated his participation this year to those affected by the war in Ukraine. Thousands of Christian pilgrims marched through the ancient stone alleyways of Jerusalem's Old City. They retraced the Via Dolorosa, Jesus' path to the crucifixion. The faithful carried wooden crosses and sang hymns to mark one of Christianity's most solemn and sacred days. The procession went through the Old City despite rising tension. I'm Walter Ratliff.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,